Then another batch of showers and storms on Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A proposed bill would revoke bond for some violent offenders in Alabama. Senator Cam Ward says people who've been arrested on charges including murder, first-degree rape, and human trafficking should have their bond revoked. Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case in 2019. The area surrounding the Butler County Courthouse was shut down for several hours Tuesday morning because of a suspicious package. A bomb squad was called in to clear the area. Officials have not said what the package was, only that it did not pose a threat. The investigation is ongoing. And the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter school application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses. Mattresses to liquidate, Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Summer's up 89 points. Temperature outside of 62 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Sorry, 69 degrees.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very good.
Tell me about the stakeout last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have decided to go and pick up some duck fat.
Duck fat, see? It's contagious, boys and girls. See,
somebody gave me Omaha steaks. Actually, Eddie did. Some Omaha steaks, like the fillets wrapped in the bacon. I made two of those for myself.
Yeah?
And then
you wear them as earrings?
Yeah. And then I got a big old sweet potato.
Yeah?
Enough to, where it was like two potatoes in one. I actually did it in the microwave to cook it, you know, seven minutes, softened up, then cut it in half and kind of scored it, and that's where I started to insert the duck fat in the scoring.
You evil person.
And then some truffle salt and
hurt.
Some Parmesan cheese, and roasted it under the broiler while I was cooking my steak. And
did you cook the steak in the duck fat?
No, I didn't go that far just yet. I had too many fires going. I didn't want,
You heard
one.
Suzanne know about the flash fires. You didn't want
exactly.
to burn the apartment complex.
But yeah. I think I will next time. I was seeing how it worked under the heat, and I think I will next time add it to the steak.
It really has some yummy flavor to it, doesn't it?
It's fantastic. Just, it makes it even more juicy. So it's great stuff. Great recommendation, Dan.
Yeah, that's what I found out is that what it does, it really makes it juicy, and then if you want that deep flavor, add some butter in there.
Yeah, butter, I think, can't be beat, but duck fat is, I think, right there with it.
Yeah, it just makes it juicier, and then the butter makes it kind of yummier, if you know what I mean.
Actually, I got real nerdy. I watched a video. This guy, I'll give him a shout-out. Guga Foods. He does, like, these ridiculous...
Guga Foods.
Yeah, and all he does is he does videos about steak, and he cooked steaks, just four New York strips, one in bacon fat, one in beef tallow.
I saw the guy.
Yeah. And
we had the three friends.
Yeah, and one in duck fat, one in butter. And butter.
Butter one, but duck fat two.
Two, yes. So we watched the same video.
I watched the same thing.
He's great, by the way. Y'all check him out. Google.
Yeah,
food.
He does. He's the guy that he did a reverse sear or using the precision cooker, and precision cooker one. He has some great ideas of how to do things, though.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, that's where I found my duck fat one. I watched the exact same video. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We'll do that drawing Friday, 2:30 to 2:45. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Yes, twice. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did. Oh,
How much whiskey did you drink with that?
Unfortunately, none.
Like, none?
I was just like, why am I watching this? And I actually saw a tweet from Greg Gutfeld. He says, do these folks seem bored with themselves? It was so boring.
I tell you, the thing that tells me everything I need to know about the quality of the debate last night came from, of all places, Joe Scarborough. Joe spent the first 7 minutes of the show not talking about the debate, but talking about the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros and losing their managers.
Right, with the cheating, call stealing. Right. Yeah.
So that, they, when you're spending the first 7 or 8 minutes of your show after a debate on that, you know things are not good. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up the first part of it. There's going to be stop and go, and you're going to be pretty amazed at what you're going to hear as a lot of part of these cuts.
Led the debate last night, and about 40 minutes in, the moderators turned.
We're about 40 minutes in right now.
Yes, we are. So I'm just getting to the interesting moment here where the moderators turned to Elizabeth Warren's claim that during a private conversation in 2018, Bernie Sanders told her that a woman couldn't win the presidential election. Here's how that played out.
Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of, of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did. I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States?
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
What the? I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
Okay, so here's the Elizabeth Warren playbook. I've been disadvantaged. I'm Native American. I'm a minority. My father's a janitor. They fired me when I was pregnant. I had to go teach, and it's all these made-up victim stories.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is a fabricated victimhood. I am so convinced in watching her and how she delivered that first part there, she created this whole thing. I mean, why would Bernie lie?
Yeah, I don't think he is.
And she did this just to try to be a victim. He told me I couldn't win. We're going to prove together. We're going to prove that a woman can win. This lady is just incredible. Let's go to the phones and go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan, for taking my call. First off, let me applaud you for the previous broadcast that you were doing, because those two are real cards. I mean,
really?
I don't think either one of them knows their right from their left hand, to be absolutely honest. And this made-up victim garbage that Warren keeps coming up with, I keep wondering, what is she going to come up with tomorrow? You know, but at the same time, I just laugh. And Bernie, where did he come up with this figure of Hillary winning against Trump by 3 million votes?
She did get more votes than he did.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I'll bite on that.
There you go.
Now, but the reason I called is all this garbage I'm hearing out of Virginia, you know, with the gun control.
Oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Is that gonna blow into a full-blown civil war or what?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think what people are getting smart, and folks, for the audience out there, if you have a pistol, it is considered an assault weapon if you've got a 10-round clip in your pistol.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's an assault weapon, and therefore, it's illegal. It's unbelievable.
It is fairly unbelievable. You know, I'm a gunsmith. I'm a gun collector. I am a firearms instructor, have been for more years than I care to think about, both in and out of the military. And these people are just totally unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where, you know, do they not realize that you cannot, one, you're not going to be able to disarm the entire populace, and two, unarmed citizens are nothing more than victims.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this idiocracy that this one fool came up with on, we're going to ban ranges because this will protect millions of lives.
Yeah.
Really? You know, where does this way of thinking come from?
It comes from the liberal mind-bending brain, and they literally equate, if you don't have people going to gun ranges, then you'll have less people dying. That they really believe that, versus people that go to gun ranges know how to protect themselves better than someone who doesn't. And proficiency, one thing when I was learning how to shoot at a Quantico with some Secret Service friends of mine, proficiency and competency is everything in gun safety and gun protection.
Correct. And one other comment I would like to make, and that is the shooter, the gentleman in Texas that took out the shooter in the church.
Right.
I was so proud and so happy to see him get that outstanding civilian award in Texas. I thought that was just absolutely fabulous.
It really was, and when you look at the video of it, I had mistakenly said that he just shot the guy standing by the door. The guy pulled his weapon out, and he shot him right when he was drawing his weapon out. He just did it a little too slow, in my humble opinion. But I tell you, the retired FBI agent came in, moved on him, one shot, gone, dead, dropped him.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm just so proud of him and just very, very happy that the state of Texas actually awarded him that.
There you go.
All right.
Steve, well, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, if you think about moving to Virginia, don't carry a gun with you. Let me go to a break. James, coming back to you, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let me do this because James was patient with me. I want to play this next clip until I finish with my conversation with James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. My call is really just a distraction because, but I did want to call before they came around with the Thorazine and forced me to take it.
There you go.
I wanted about three snakes, and two of them I helped get elected. And initially, one was the Pruitt, and with his occupational tax, which they want to study, of course, and I think will really harm everything about our area from keeping people employed here, and it'd just be devastating. Another is Chambliss's, Clyde Chambliss's and Mike Holmes wanted to put up a labor or service tax on the people. Right. And I think that also is going to be very bad for the area. I visited a little area up close to Richmond, and I was really shocked at the amount that they put on services and how much it cost things like automobile repairs and stuff. I had to put some bills up there for some people. And it really adds to a great hardship. But I really wanted to call, like I mentioned before, and I know it's not the appropriate time, but it will be coming up, and maybe people can think about it because we don't need those things. That was what I dreaded about the coming after the election of the mayor. Is some of our Republicans are going to sneak some stuff in and that we don't need. We've got enough to worry about the Democrats bringing things in. But
I've got Glenn Pruitt talking about it after the committee meeting yesterday. I think he's very wrong-minded with it.
Yes, sir. I agree. And I hope that people will stand up against this because it's just very, very short-minded and I think bad, doesn't affect me much. I'm old. I've got one foot in the grave at 77. But the thing is, I look for those that are relatives are behind me. And, I just worry about them. But thank you, Dan. And I Appreciate you.
Thank you, James. I appreciate the cell phone call. Okay, let's go to the second part of the Morning Joe. They opened up talking about Boston Red Sox and baseball, did that for 8 minutes. They made the joke about 40 minutes into the show. They're actually at about the eight-minute mark here. And listen to then what happens after the cuts were played.
I am completely confused as to why it turned from Bernie Sanders saying I didn't say it to Elizabeth Warren being asked, what did you think when he said it? He says he didn't say it. So you turn to Elizabeth Warren and say, did he say it?
Right.
That's the issue.
That was bizarre.
I mean, it's bizarre.
It was.
What the heck happened there? Are they listening? Because you got to listen when you do a debate.
Yeah.
And then take the question to the next candidate.
You just missed. You were waiting to go.
But did he say it?
It was a miss. Yeah.
It's also painful to watch these candidates argue about this, Karine Jean-Pierre. These Democrats are supposed to look like they can take on Trump, and they're bickering about a conversation that happened at a private event. By the way, I've had private conversations taken to the press and totally manipulated for the benefit of the person who was sharing the story. This happens all the time. It's clear there's a misunderstanding, or Elizabeth Warren is focused on something that was said. And Bernie Sanders is not going to be someone who says, I don't think a woman could win. That's just stupid.
Right. It would not be smart.
Bernie went to her in 2015 and said, hey, I think you can win. I think you should run for president.
This is a terrible issue to bring up.
This is such small ball.
It is. And we have to remember the Democratic base doesn't want to see this. They want to know, how are you going to beat Donald Trump? That's what they want to see. But I have to say, I think both of them tried very hard to de-escalate. They didn't want to continue the fight. And I do have to say that Elizabeth Warren did a really smart job with broadening it and talking about the kind of the underlying, what's been on the surface. Can a woman win the presidency? Which she can, but something that's been there since 2016.
But this is not about that. This is about beating Trump, and their eye is way off the ball.
I agree.
And by the way, there are several women on the debate stage. There are many women who ran for president this time around. We're in a different place now. Let's stop complaining and get to work.
Let me tell you, this was so contrived, and the whole thing was so Elizabeth Warren could be the victim. It's just as clear as a bell to me.
My sense, though, is this is not working for her. There are some true believers that probably were already supporting Warren, but I don't think this worked at all.
Oh, no, let me tell you, wait till you hear what Joe has to say. Right. Let me go to a break. We'll come back to Joe, and Joe goes, you're not going to believe some of the stuff he says.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
US Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but US Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. US Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Hey.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump signing a trade deal with China today, referred to as phase one of an agreement.
I want to thank President Xi, who is watching as we speak, and I'll be going over to China in the not-too-distant future.
The president at the White House with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. House Democrats, meantime, are about to vote on a resolution sending articles of impeachment to the Senate for trial, 4 weeks after the vote to impeach Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Time has revealed many things since then. Time has been our friend in all of this because it has yielded incriminating evidence, more truth.
House Democrats releasing new records from an indicted associate of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, about plans to contact Ukraine's president-elect about investigating Joe Biden and conducting surveillance on then-ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For now, it's springtime in January, but we're less than a week away from a big temperature drop. Today, another very warm day. How about a high in the upper 70s? An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, can't be ruled out. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, risk of isolated showers, high around 71. Look for afternoon sunshine. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, then another batch of showers and storms on Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The greatest evidence of how the Dems did in the debate last night, you see on Morning Joe. Fingerprints all over this bad boy. Okay, so Joe is going to kind of get off with that. They're kind of round-robbing some stuff, but listen to this.
By the way, John Heilman, there are moments in debates where people pick up on something. I think back to the 92 debate where George H.W. Bush looks at his watch for like 2 seconds. And my God, you think he would have, I mean, the reaction from the press, you would think that he had gotten a Nazi flag, taken off right. all of his clothes and run around the debate stage right. screaming for the next 30 minutes. They focused on it. That's what people focus on in debates. This clip is what people were focusing on last night after the debate. Let's run it, Alex. So everybody's shaking hands.
Yep, shakes hand with Joe Biden. And then clearly the rift is with Bernie Sanders. So you're going to make an attempt to shake his hand to show.
Oh,
really?
Holds back.
Wow, are we like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this
anyway.
This is fantastic for
right.
the Democrats.
Are okay, and then of course, no. Anderson Cooper.
Hey,
hi, Anderson.
Kidding?
How are you doing? Hope you're well. All right, thank you very much for teaming up with me. So yeah, I mean, listen, people are, we're going to have frame by frame. This is a Pooter tape now, frame by
yeah.
frame. And but still, not a good look.
Not cool.
For two top Democrats fighting over
well,
something.
Bernie tried to shake a hand.
Stupid as this.
The tape, I think, you're right, Joe, it's going to be Zapruder, and people are going to analyze it. There were people trying to do lip reading on it after the debate last night. And as usual, in the environment we now live in on Twitter, you had people who looked at that tape and were like, man, it was Elizabeth Warren really, really showed Bernie Sanders. And then you had another bunch of people who were like, oh my God, Bernie Sanders really showed Elizabeth Warren. And it makes my head hurt. How in the same context as a story where, you know, some people are absolutely absolutely convinced that Bernie Sanders is lying, and other people are absolutely convinced that Elizabeth Warren is lying. And I, you know, I get heat when I say, I don't know. I don't really know what happened in this conversation, but I do know this. I think, you know, this moment of the debate last night, and it was a dull debate. It was a plotting debate.
By the way, John, nobody looked good on that debate stage. Everybody's saying behind the scenes, I mean, that who I've talked to, nobody looked good on the debate stage last night. It was probably everybody's weakest performance.
Wow. That's Joe Scarborough, boys and girls. That tells you everything you need to know about the debate, contrary to anything else. But the fact that they go so far over to really make that point. Now, here is about 7 minutes later in the conversation. I mean, they had this conversation about how bad the debate was for probably 18 minutes. Listen to this part towards the, not the very end, but near end.
On the debate stage, on the Democratic debate stage, with so much at stake, Green, with so much at stake, these Democrats do not even have the political instinct to focus in not on what the Beltway crowd's talking about, but what the world is talking about. We live in the age of Trump.
Right.
And they are talking about phone calls that may not have even happened.
Yeah, and we're 20 days away from Iowa caucus. This is the last time we were going to see these guys on stage together. This was the opportunity to make a stance, to really show why you should win Iowa and the rest of the coming up states. And you did not see that. You did not, like you said, there was no Donald Trump in the conversation, really. There was no contrast to Donald Trump. And I do think anytime they ask you about a policy or an issue, you contrast and you say, hey, this is what Donald Trump is doing, guys. This is what's happening out there. And it was a miss once again. And it's really disappointing. But, you know, there's another thing we haven't talked about. Now you have the impeachment dump coming. And three of those guys are not going to be in Iowa come next week. So how are they going to really break through? Now they have to figure out how to break through, how to continue to have that conversation. So this is going to be a wild 20 days.
And by the way, if they haven't imagination, they're going to be able to say, they're going to be able to deliver a speech on the Senate floor, then they're going to be able to walk out, they're going to be able to hold a press conference, they can set up telephone town hall meetings, they can do a lot of different things. But I'm just struck. Donnie, you did this for a living, and how tone deaf these people are.
If you stop on the street, the first thing people say, what are we going to do about that guy? We got to do something about him. It is, and to not understand that that is the emotional trigger, to not get that that is, the decision is going to be made on who can be Trump. John used the word tough. Who's tough enough? People want to see somebody punch him in the face. I don't mean that literally, but that is the emotional need, and emotion and feelings and gut drive elections, not left brain. Last night was all left brain.
Man. And what it basically boiled down to is they were not doing enough attacks on Trump. They were trying to kind of joust with each other. Elizabeth Warren not shaking hands was all the news all the way around. Even CNN picked that up. And that lady who asked the question, did you say it? No. And what did you think when he said it? That was one of the dumber. I was like, what?
What in the world?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, buddy, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to ask a question that the Democrats just got listening out here. When Obama released that money, did it go before the Congress or anything? I might be old and don't remember that. I said something to, I can't believe Greg that day and what he's talking about, but I just wanted to get your opinion and Joey's. Did that go to the Congress too or anything when he released all that money?
No.
Why is that not being brought up, like this simple stuff that's going against the president? I don't understand that.
Because what their argument is, the money had been seized, the money was theirs, they were just giving the money back to them without interest.
Without interest. Okay, but did they know what it was going to be used for?
No.
Real America, I mean, that just don't really make sense.
Well, it's because the reason it doesn't make sense to you because you've got some information. The problem is it happened because the media would not say anything.
Yeah, well, you make a good point there. And if it could be blasted right now, Democrats wouldn't be in the House for another 15, 20 years.
Probably. Well, their argument would be, like I said, it was their money. All he did is he gave it back to them. Now, the problem was...
But to spend it, I mean, to leave at night in a jet and nobody knows? I mean...
Well, interestingly, under the seizure rule, the executive branch has control over that money.
Yeah.
Congress does not.
But the least, I mean, no, the world don't know. I mean, the United States don't know about this. They just like act like it's all covered up and it's just gone, disappeared.
Well, the media did a little bit of reporting on it, but not much, and nobody would do any follow-through. As a matter of fact, they applauded the fact that we had a Iranian nuclear deal. That's what they kind of focused on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway,
I'm here. I'm feeling you, as they say.
I understand that. I mean, it don't make sense, really.
I agree. Well, again, it's the complicit media that did that. If the media would do their job, 9 out of 10 of the problems that we're dealing with would not be a problem if they would do their job. But they don't. They're not doing their job.
But I'm telling you something. That's the main thing. It's not getting flared out there, and I wish Fox would flare that out too. I love Fox. I watch them all the time. But I will take one thing in consideration is right and wrong, right and wrong. That was never brought up. If that was brought up at one time, there would never be a Democrat elected for a long time, and that's what that man doing. But
again, Tom, you only know what you know, and the only thing that you know is what you get from the media. So if you listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS, you don't hear a whole bunch of stuff. Matter of fact, you're going to hear repeatedly how strong the case is of evidence against Donald Trump. They must have said that 50 times this morning.
Well, Donald Trump can go wash his butt with some out of country toilet paper, but it'll be known about right there.
Tom, thanks for the telephone call.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Let me see the clips here. I thought that Morning Joe thing was very, very telling here. Ed O'Keefe on the Democratic debate. Listen in.
Presidential race and the candidates trying to stop Mr. Trump from winning a second term.
Stop it.
Six of them met
Not
last
win.
Night,
They're
the first debate
to stop
of 2020.
Him.
It's their last meeting before the Iowa caucuses.
The candidates reached out to voters, but a split between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders drew much of the attention. At the end, it appeared that Warren refused a handshake with Sanders. Ed O'Keefe covered the debate in Des Moines. Ed, tell us what lies behind this disagreement.
Remember, this started on Monday, and it's a dispute that was brought up again by the moderators last night. Warren says that Sanders once told her that a woman couldn't be elected president. Sanders, though, denies he ever said that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, longtime allies, now say they remember a 2018 conversation differently.
Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States.
What did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. Can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
So this is CBS's portrayal of this, and I think the wording, the terminologies that they use are very interesting here. Andrew Keith is much more balanced than the panel at back in New York. Let's listen to the second part of this Dem debate. No handshake. Going to hit it again.
That wasn't the end of it. After the debate, Warren and Sanders appeared to exchange words and parted ways without shaking hands, with Tom Steyer looking on. He described it to us afterward.
You could tell that the body language was a little awkward, right?
I think they were trying to figure out something between the two of them, but I didn't really hear what it was.
On stage, the senators running for president made clear their stance on the upcoming impeachment trial.
This is a decency check on our government. This is a patriotism check. It is about Donald Trump putting Donald Trump first.
The contenders also debated health care.
I think we need to be candid with voters. I think we have to tell them what we're going to do and what it's going to cost.
Climate change.
I would declare a state of emergency on day one on climate.
And a week after the United States came to the brink of war with Iran, the candidates also debated who had the best foreign policy experience.
We should not send anyone anywhere unless the overwhelming vital interests of the United States are at stake.
But what I understood right away in terms of the war in Iraq, the difference here is that the war in Iraq turned out to be the worst foreign policy blunder in the modern history of this country.
It's going to take a view to the future, as well as the readiness to learn from the lessons of the past. And for me, those lessons of the past are personal.
Just 19 days remain until the Iowa caucus, and now we're really entering uncharted waters, because today, Senators Sanders, Warren, and Klobuchar head back to Washington to deal with that impeachment trial, while candidates like Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg get to stick out here. And with that trial beginning and a campaign going on at the same time, it's going to be interesting to see which of those ultimately gets more attention here in Iowa.
One thing I really noticed is that the former mayor seemed to be much more confident with himself. He was much, much more sure. He wasn't, he was much more polished than he normally is. And he normally is fairly polished. I thought he did a good job. But I will have to say, everyone came across a week. I thought having 7 versus 10 or having 6 versus 10 would have been a plus. It really wasn't.
Well, and the guy who's supposed national front runner, Joe Biden, there's something going on with that guy. You know, I've mentioned, we all, you know, we talk for a living. You get tired, you slur your words, whatever. But Joe had this weird tick going on the whole night, where he would stutter out of nowhere and stammer out of nowhere. I don't know.
It looks like he tires out easily.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with him.
Let's play the last part of Ed O'Keefe, and he's going to be talking about the Sanders-Warren rift. And I'm going to say, I believe that whole thing was planned by Elizabeth Warren.
Indeed seemed to be a rift between Sanders and Warren. I guess the question is, in Iowa there, is there a sense that it's hurting either of them?
Well, look, if you have to spend valuable airtime in a big debate explaining that you're not sexist, you're probably not in good shape. And Sanders had to do that last night, so probably not great for him. But this much we know. Over the past year, Iowa Democrats have told us repeatedly they would rather see the candidates focused on what they would do to defeat the president and what they would do as president than beating up on each other. So this does have the potential to backfire on Sanders and Warren, leaving Biden and Buttigieg and Klobuchar as potential options. But of course, only two of those three will be here. So again, this impeachment trial has the potential to really upend things over the next 2 weeks and change.
Tony? Yeah. All right, Ed. And Warren definitely did not throw a lifeline to her friend there, Bernie Sanders. Thank you very much.
I'm curious, Ed. A lot is being made about she didn't shake his hand. She was snubbing him. Some people say, look, she didn't see his hand extended. You were there. What did you think?
Well, we weren't in the room, but by watching that footage, you know, and if we had the telestrator, maybe we could really analyze it. it definitely looked like there was an awkward moment there. These two are good friends. They have been close for years. That was an exchange that suggested they're having a big disagreement.
Yeah, well, I mean, am I looking at it? Because he reaches his hand out, and she doesn't respond, and you can tell Bernie is a little taken back, and I won't say mad because I'm not sure how mad Bernie gets, but that looked like that was part of the conversation of that, you know, what's going on, what's the problem? But for her to open up, Bernie's my friend, and then kind of do that stuff, this scares me about Elizabeth Warren. She'll do anything. She wants it so badly, she made up a victimhood issue. News Zone 93.1, get to the Dalles next, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago. But his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you.
Okay, the Democrats are just off the rails here. I was watching them on the House floor and during that press conference. It was unbelievable. I was sad for our country that somebody would want, they would hate somebody so much that they would go through and just make crap up and create these illusions that are out there so they could try to win and gain power. Guys, this is sickening to me. Let's go to the phones and go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
Good afternoon, Cranky-san.
Hey, I got to ask you a quick question before I forget it. Short attention span, Cranky. Your brother, Grits.
Yeah?
Does he drive a silver Tahoe or Suburban?
He drives a silver SUV Ford product.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm pretty sure it was a silver. I swear, I think I just saw him. I haven't seen him since about 1975. But anyhow, I'm pretty sure
His license plate reads A/A2Z.
I didn't see I saw the front of it. I didn't see the back, but he was on Zelda Road a few minutes ago.
That would be probably him.
Wow. Small world. Anyway, getting back to bigger and much worse things, you know, that's all they've got is just making stuff up and trying to, just trying to craft something, you know, nothing into something. That's all they've got. If this were a beach in Vietnam and Colonel Kilgore from Apocalypse Now was crouched down, he would be smiling and saying, I love the smell of desperation in the morning. That's going to be strong in the air.
Great line, Cranky side. That was good, buddy.
Hey, I have a lot of windshield time. It gives you some creativity.
I like that. That was very good.
It is. It's awful. It is just awful. And they don't see how pitiful they are. There's no way that they're going to, you know, everybody that has a D at the end of their name is walking around with toilet paper stuck to the bottom of their shoes. They either don't know or they don't care.
Yeah. Well, the phrase overwhelming evidence was used so many times, and it's clear with overwhelming evidence that he's guilty. And every time they said that, I use these words, in your opinion. And whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, or Adam Schiff, in your opinion, is all these things. And the problem is, you have to prove the facts of it, not your opinion. Your opinions don't get anybody impeached.
And the only exhibit they have is the world-famous green singing frog. that's their only exhibit. I mean, it's pitiful. It's pitiful. But I just
so you watch Bugs Bunny too?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Hey, yeah. I of course I watch Bugs Bunny. Want to fight about it?
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Warner Brothers cartoons. Let's go to the dials here. We're going to be this. I really like this lady a lot. She's going to be talking about Trump and then Biden on Soleimani.
Six of the top Democrats facing off for the seventh time while President Trump rallies the critical state of Wisconsin. So, what were the top moments and how did Americans react? Joining us live is author of Persuasion, Convincing Others When Facts Don't Seem to Matter, Lee Carter. So let's go ahead and start with President Trump, and he was touting the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Listen to this.
Soleimani, that's what he loved. He loved the roadside bomb. Great percentages of people don't have legs right now and arms because of this son of a. And the Democrats should be outraged by Soleimani's evil crimes, not the decision to end his wretched life.
So it's so fascinating to see the difference in how people react to the same thing. Democrats gave this an F, independents a B, Republicans a B plus. Democrats are focused on the outrageous language. Republicans and independents were focused on this was the right thing to do. So what you take away from it is how you feel about him. Okay, so then on the other end of the spectrum, the other event that was happening last night at the debate, Joe Biden had words to say about President Trump and the Soleimani strike. Listen to what he had to say.
Quite frankly, I think he's flat out lied about saying the reason he went after the reason he made the strike was because our embassies were about to be bombed.
So I would say Democrats gave the seat, independents a D, Republicans a D. This didn't do anything for Joe Biden. There's a lot of actual support for what the president did in Iran. Calling him a liar on this issue is not earning the vice president any points here. I don't think this is one of his good
moments.
It's
rare when you see a lot of agreement like
that. That's right.
That was interesting when you looked at the dials on that. Jeff, hang on for me. I've got to go to a break. I've got top of the hour break coming up. But when I finish that, I'm coming right back to you. The Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
I can't sleep at night, always thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I wouldn't be with you today on a four-leaf clover. Leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back my head,
I could turn back my head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House has voted to transmit the two articles of impeachment against President Trump